This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire and rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Remember, a special shout, as always, goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, Monday morning, hour number four, Frank Salvato, the managing editor, director, king, cook, and bottle washer of the Underground USA.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Frank.
Thank you. They're outside the window just cheering because they knew you were on the show, so there you go. All right. How about the Pledge of Allegiance? You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, the Democrats got the Senate COVID stimulus bill passed 50-49 without having to have Vice President Kamala Harris's vote. What's in it? Stuff. Lots of stuff. I think the most egregious thing is the $10 billion going overseas.
Well, yeah, at this point in time, we shouldn't be sending anything overseas. We should be taking care of everything at home. Two of the things that need to be pointed out is that this is a big gateway for Obamacare. It gives $36 billion in extensions to Obamacare mandates, expanding some of those components to cover people who are making six figures.
Yep.
So this was a move to expand and ensconce Obamacare, which President Trump was doing a good job of dismantling. But everybody needs to do the math, especially people who are happy they're getting a check, because when you total up the cost of this relief bill, it costs every taxpayer over $5,000 to be able to execute, and everybody's happy about getting a check for $1,400. They're giving you your own money back and trying to make you feel like you get something when they're digging into your pocketbook for an additional $3,600.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about this for a second. By the time this gets approved in the House and gets sent to Biden, and he has his little ceremony, and they sign the bill and all that, it's going to be time to pay your taxes on April the 15th, and that's about the time that these checks will show up. So on top of everything else, add a little insult to injury, the money that's yours to begin with, that you're going to be getting, a lot of people are going to be giving some of that back.
Well, yeah. If they're going to owe taxes, you bet. You know, it's non-taxable income, but that's beside the point. You know, people have to remember that the benevolence that the Democrats seem to be wanting you to believe that they're doing in providing this quote unquote relief bill. This is all your money to begin with. The government doesn't accrue money. They don't have a product that gets them to bank money. They don't make money. It's your money.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're happy to get this $1,400 check, but you don't care to look into the bill to find out that you're giving tens of billions of dollars to bizarre women's studies, overseas in Pakistan, we shouldn't be doing that. So, you know, you're happy you're getting $1,400. Take a look at the way they're spending your money.
Yep.
It's your money.
Yep. Now, you don't suppose that this might have something to do with why the news report surfaced yesterday from President Trump and apparently a letter that was sent by his lawyers to the Republican National Committee as well as the Congressional and Senate Committee's fundraising efforts not to use Donald Trump's name in their fundraising efforts? You don't suppose that had something to do with it, do you?
No, I don't think it's directly related, but Trump has every single right in the world to tell them to cease and desist. You've got half of the establishment Republicans, including Mitch McConnell in Washington, assassinating his character every single second that they get, and yet they want to benefit from his likeness and his name on all their propaganda. You're either in or you're out.
Right.
And that's what Trump is saying with this. You're either in or you're out. You either support me or you don't. And if you're going to waffle on that, or if you're going to give money to people who've said I should be tried and convicted, then why should I let you do that? You know, plus, he's doing a real good job of having people come to kiss the ring so far.
Yeah, and then you've
seen McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't need the RNC piggybacking off of that after the job they did during the last election.
Yeah, and his pack is the Save America pack.
Yeah, and when you're raising money to support candidates that you want, you know, when you haven't been asked by another entity to come and do that, you don't want them piggybacking off of you. There's no more coattails, is what he's saying.
You betcha. Hold that thought, folks. And we come back more with Frank Solano from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check out his podcast over there. We're going to talk about Governor Cuomo. Yep, there's now five women, and a couple of men accusing him of some stuff. And Joe Biden is ecstatic over HR1. We're going to tell you why nobody should be ecstatic. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new car. Now, it's amazing how they continue to get good customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up into the Midwest, Canada, New England, and we've even had one father drove all the way from Arizona, brought the car he wanted to trade into Moss Nissan in Newport Richie, and traded the car and drove it down to his daughter, gave it to his daughter, and flew back home to, and she was a student, by the way, at University of Tampa, and flew back home to Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which will give you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could possibly dream of, too. Remember, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride now. Or if you want to sell your vehicle, Moss will appraise it and give you a price and buy it if you want to do that. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save vehicle program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken very good care of. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa are there for you. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the nation. And don't forget to check out the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. You go in the door, tell them the captain sent you, watch and see what happens. All righty. Frank Salvato, from the UndergroundUSA.com website is back with us. Good morning.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Cuomo says again, I won't resign as a fourth and a fifth woman and two men over the weekend got involved in all these allegations. And Cuomo slammed one of the women as an anti-democratic critic. But the two men are saying that they were out there getting girls for the governor. One of them said, my job was to find him a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's not. We know that he's not going to resign, so it's going to be up to the legislature in New York to remove him.
Yep.
And the leader of the legislature, I believe, last
yes.
week said, if just one more woman comes forward, he's got to go.
Now there's two.
So and two people who corroborate their testimony.
Correct.
So it's time for her to walk the walk. It is time for them to start impeachment proceedings in the New York State Legislature and get rid of this guy. The thing that I'm really, that stuns me, and we talked about this last week on Friday,
mm-hmm.
is that the thing that's getting him removed from office is not the death of 15,000 seniors
nope.
in this state at his executive order.
Nope.
It's because he couldn't keep his pants zipped up.
Yep.
And that says a lot about our society when it takes a sex scandal takes precedent over the lives of our senior citizens.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll see where all this goes. Now, meanwhile, Joe Biden has been celebrating the House passing H.R. 1, which vows to refine and advance the election system, not to anybody's advantage other than the Democrats. And did you see his executive order yesterday?
Yeah.
About the criminals?
The expansion. Yeah, it's the wording's kind of bizarre because there's a lot of bluster there, but it really all boils down to we're going to make sure they understand exactly what they can do, which, you know, okay, you know, I don't see the worth in spending money on that. But the big thing in H.R. 1 that people should be very concerned about is the fact that it regulates how you can talk about mm-hmm. somebody running for office.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is an affront to the First Amendment because we have the right not only of free speech, political free speech in the United States, we have the right to redress government mm-hmm. at any time, any place, whenever we feel like it. And this bill says you can't.
Now, we've got a caller, and I believe I know who this is. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yeah. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Yeah, never mind Cuomo or Leatherface Cuomo or these gumballs that are coming forth. What about the 20,000 men and women that he killed in these nursing homes? But I also like to ask, is it not obvious that the undercover Muslim and now this illegal occupant of the Oval of the White House, this cabinet, the Democrat Party, are they not a menace to this nation's economic stability and this nation's national security? Then you have this little pimple on a frog's ass, Fauci. I mean, I didn't vote for this guy. He's not elected. This guy is a bureaucrat. I mean, even though you say you can't get rid of bureaucrats, you got to get rid of this guy.
Well, that's the consequences of voting and not knowing why you're voting or who you're voting for or whatever. You get what you deserve, and whoever in the hell voted for these people, yeah, would you vote for them again?
Yeah, you've got this, along with whoever you elect to office, comes the gaggle of people who are the senior advisors and the
right.
appointees. So you've got to look at the bench, not just the star player who's out there doing the pitching. What's the bullpen look like?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at Fauci, this guy has been a sycophant for presidents on both sides. He knows how to play the prevailing winds politically in order to survive, and he's an ensconced bureaucrat. Matt, mm-hmm. you and I have talked about the bureaucracy overriding government for years. We've been
sure.
talking about we need to have good government over politics for 20 years. And this is the reason why. You've got bureaucrats who have played the political angle on this, not executing good government, doing mm-hmm. things for his own survival and his own financial opportunism, and the company and the country's suffering for it. So, you know, be careful who you vote for. You got to do your homework. You can't just look at the ballot on election day and say Republican, Democrat.
And it all starts at the local level.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, challenge yourself. How many judges can you name in your district and say whether they lean left or right?
Mm-hmm.
Name the names.
Mm-hmm.
I bet not 5% of the people can do that. Mm-hmm. Even people who work in politics.
I'll bet there's a whole bunch of people that don't know that our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, was a judge right here in Hillsborough County.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one third of the government that nobody knows anything about.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me that you're up to speed on everything if you don't even know how the final arbiter of what is legal and what is not and what is constitutional. Mm-hmm. That whole branch is kind of unknown.
Now, I got one for you. We talked a while ago about developing some medication or some type of pharmaceuticals that could help you with the coronavirus. Maybe you can build up immunity that way. And I'll be doggone if Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox over the weekend talked about this new 5-day, you stay in the house, you stay at home, you take the pills every day for 5 days, you build up your immunity, and then boom, away you go.
Yeah, we had talked about this a few months back. There was a company that came out. It's all based on antibodies.
Yep.
It's not foreign or synthetic. It's based on antibodies and building up the antibodies in your system. It's what we should have been doing all along. And shock of shocks, it's not the most expensive thing that's on the market for this, coming to the market for this.
No.
So not a lot of people are gorging at the public feed trough on the tax dollars in order to bring a vaccine to your table. Somebody actually put their brain to work and said, you know what, if we're working to actually establish antibodies in the system, why don't we work on antibodies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
It's the way we should have been going since the very first moment that this happened, because antibodies would have to build up. It's what promotes herd immunity, and it's what makes these things become less deadly.
Yeah, and George is pointing out to us that they're still not talking about the people that he killed with his actions as governor. No, they're not. I mean, this is a total diversion thing.
No, it's because sex sells.
Yeah.
You know, we've become irresponsible in our reporting to the point where if there is a zipper involved, it doesn't matter what else happened. Well, here's a perfect example to gut check yourself on how reprobate the media is. It's more important to cover a sex scandal than the death of over 15,000 senior citizens in this country.
Oh, yeah. And with that, I have to let you go until Friday. We'll talk again then, and stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, everybody. The undergroundusa.com website. Go there. Check it out. Check out his podcast. Check out the great articles that he writes, because he does a lot of writing, too. And there you go. So I will be right back with more. And if you want to participate in what's going on, you can do that. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of protesters marched through Minneapolis streets Sunday urging justice for George Floyd on the eve of the start of the former police officer Derek Chauvin's trial over the 46-year-old's death. Mr. Chauvin claims George Floyd died of a drug overdose after videos show Mr. Floyd having packets of drugs in his mouth as he was being arrested. Jury selection procedures began Monday. Afghanistan's Tolo News reported Sunday Secretary of State Anthony Blinken proposed in a letter to President Ashraf Ghani steps including a UN-facilitated summit to revive stalled peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Blinken expressed concerns of a potential spring offensive by the Taliban and that the security situation may worsen and the Taliban could make rapid territorial gain after an American withdrawal. There will be 9 Major League Baseball spring training games Monday. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern with the Mets versus the Nationals and the Marlins versus the Cardinals going at it. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And you can hear Kyle Warren 6 nights a week right here in the program, hours number 1 and 2. And we go back and forth and chat with a whole bunch of different stuff. And some of what we talked about earlier was different than what I talked about with Denise and was different than what I talked about with Frank. So we kind of spread the information all around for you. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, twoguysshows.com is the website. That's twoguysshows.com. You can go over there, find out all about what's going on, where it's going on at, and see where the gun shows are. Now, this weekend coming up, we will be up in Brooksville at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds on March 13th and 14th. I will be there on the 13th. Doors open at 9, and they go on till 5. The concealed carry class on Saturday will start at 2 o'clock. And then Sunday, 9 to 3, concealed carry class starts at 12:30. So if you want to take the class and get your permit, that's how you do that. Now, the other thing is, don't forget that they have one of the largest selections of modern and up-to-date guns as well as private collections. You never know what you're going to find there. You go in there and you're liable to find one of the black powder weapons that you've seen and wanted to have for years and years and years, and somebody will have it there at a reasonable price and be able to buy it. Now, they also have knives there, too, a very large collection of knives. I've seen swords there, fishing poles, bows and arrows. tents and other camping supplies, obviously military surplus and tactical equipment that's there as well. They have stun guns for sale. They also have the pepper spray and that sort of thing there for you if that's the route you want to go. And trade-ins are always welcome, too. Now, you can come up there Saturday, and I will be there. I don't know which building I'll be in. Last time I was in the bigger building, the bigger hall, not the smaller building, but the bigger one. So I may be there as well. Just look for my banner up on the wall. When you see the banner, that's me. I'm right there, the Captain's America Third Watch. But if you want to find out more, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. Otherwise, I will see you Saturday up there in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I will be there until 2 o'clock on Saturday. Now, to state the obvious, former President Trump is the dominant force in the GOP. And by far the most popular figure amongst Republican voters. I'll tell you where I think that's going in a minute, but let's drift on over here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. Want to know, can't Cuomo be charged criminally? Seems to me that that's either criminal negligence or something like that, but I think he should be facing some kind of criminal charges.
Well, he can if someone will bring the charges, and you got to remember the New York State Attorney General is just starting a criminal probe. So, yes, he can be charged, okay?
Well, that's good. All right. Thanks a lot, Captain.
All righty. Thank you. Okay. And, you know, getting rid of Cuomo is one thing. How you get rid of him is the other. And they're not talking about all the lives that were lost because of his executive action. They're talking about women. So he's managed to change the subject. Now, let's go back to Donald Trump here for a second. Because as Donald Trump flirts with a 2024 presidential run to regain the White House, the early data clearly shows that if the nomination race was held today, the former president would be the overwhelming favorite and would win in a landslide. Meanwhile, back at CPAC, Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem were the breakout stars, along with Mike Pompeo, for the speeches that they gave. And finally, without Trump in the race, a new survey conducted by the GOP pollster who worked on Trump's 2016 campaign and then the president's 2020 reelection campaign points to two people. The first one, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The second one, the former Vice President Mike Pence, as the early favorites in his poll in what might end up being a large field of GOP House hopefuls. Because, you remember right, we had, 16 or 18 candidates that went up against Trump? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Captain. That guy's situation in New York almost reminds me of the old Elliot Ness movies, like crime families. Like if you're intimidated or something, you're going to get your knees broken or something. That's kind of what it looks like.
Well, they start with the toes, then they go to the knees, then they go to the hips, then they just bop you over the head. But go ahead.
That's what it reminds me of.
That's what a union meeting was like on a Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and anybody that knows about New York politics or the unions up there, that's the way it was done for years. That's the way it was done. That's why when people talk about Jimmy Hoffa, you have no idea. Now, in government, military or civilian life, important decisions are best made using information you have at hand, and decisions are based on many factors, including gut feelings. Now, mainly the elements are reduced to two factors, what we would call looking through a political prism or a reality prism. Namely, a political prism is usually based on what's good for the individual or the group. That's looking inward. However, a reality prism is what's best for the whole, looking outward based on facts. And in today's political correctness, considering facts has been reduced to a mere option. enter into the mix Sunday, February 28th, when former President Donald Trump gave a speech to CPAC. The tone of his speech was of optimism and assurance of victory in the future. He spoke of 2022 and 2024 and his withdrawal of any support for a third party. He hinted several times of his running again for president in 2024. The crowd obviously went wild, especially to have heard someone of presidential rank speak with such clarity for the first time since the official election certification on January 6th. Most of who heard the speech were either lifted up, or cautiously optimistic, but they all left CPAC feeling a whole lot better than what they did when they showed up. Now, unfortunately for the country, the Democratic Party sees all of this differently. I'll explain. They will not accept any more close calls or ever losing an election again. They no longer have an interest in laboring to attract voters. And as of now, they see themselves as the government of the United States. Opponents be damned. And they plan on making it permanent. How, you ask? H.R. 1, for the People Act. This act is anything but for the people. It is to perpetually keep Democrats in power. It is beyond hardcore politics. It is just plain wrong and hugely unconstitutional. Now, from the day Trump took the down escalator to announce his candidacy, Donald Trump was a target like no other. I personally have never witnessed such hatred of any political figure in my lifetime, in spite of all his successes. And perhaps that's the point. He had a tremendous presidency. 4 years. And now we're seeing how good it was by how bad Biden is about to be. Now, the Democrats were determined to not lose the election in 2020. They rigged the primaries, inevitably offering a candidate they knew they could manipulate with the vice presidential candidate they wanted as president, a socialist, and a woman that they can control. Kamala Harris takes orders. So does Joe Biden. And the election chicanery has been at a level never seen before in modern politics. Rules are changed in the midstream, voting machines tampered with, state election laws ignored, ballots secretly arrived after the election in the middle of the night and days after. Millions of ballots were mailed, knowing that signatures would not be verified. Ballots were counted that weren't even folded. A sure sign of tampering. And they used a historically minor virus pandemic to garner power that was never granted by the Constitution. Think about it for a second. H.R. 1 is a huge mistake. We cannot, will not, let that thing pass. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Holland. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So if you'll stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you a free donut. In the back room, free specialty donut. All right, let's go to the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. And good morning, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. A beautiful morning it is.
A little nippy.
But it'll still work. So we will deal with it, just like last night in the NBA All-Star game, 170 to 150.
Is that a record in terms of points scored?
No, it's close, though. They never play any defense during those NBA All-Star games. It just turns into a shooting contest, offensive show, up and down the court, and showboating and all that. So,
and it was Team LeBron that won.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, the top teams are on 170 or 150. So that's what happened in the NBA yesterday. There's no games during the weekend, but, you know, prior to that. Now, out in Vegas, Captain, Mr. Larson wins at Vegas for the
Kyle Larson.
Yeah,
and
it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Yeah, it's been a while for him.
It really has, you know, and he's with Team Hendrick, and it's kind of wild. Team Hendrick won down in Miami Homestead last weekend, and now the same team won out in Vegas. Guess they like the heat, Captain.
Well, it wasn't that warm in Vegas yesterday, if you noticed.
No, it wasn't. It was a beautiful day, 75 and sunny and nice. So, well, no, it's funny. They're just in two of the hottest places in the country, normally, you know, Miami and Vegas.
Well, look, we're getting close to the NCAA championships window right now, right? And
yeah,
I think all the teams pretty much wrapped up over the weekend their regular season. Is that correct?
No, they got to play this week their championships, and then this upcoming Sunday, they'll have Selection Sunday, Captain, at 6 o'clock, on the tube to let everybody know who's seated and where they're playing. And then St. Paddy's Day, they'll have some play-in games, and then Thursday, some more play-in games, and then Friday, they're going to start the tournament. So it should be a very interesting March Madness, to say the least, starting next week. And even this week, as far as there's a few teams, your big name teams like your Michigan State, your Dukes, your North Carolina, how you always expect them to be there. Well,
they may not. They may be over in the Madison Square Garden tournament.
Exactly. NIT tournament, very good, Captain. And, the Florida Gators and the Florida State Seminoles are looking good, though, to make it. So, for people in Florida, I'm sure the Florida State teams appreciate that. And then in golfing news, DeChambeau tore up Arnold Palmer's tournament. He's such a massive hitter, Captain, and very accurate right now. He's kind of overtaking the courses. He's playing a game unknown to man right now, hitting the ball 350 yards like it's nothing. Reminds me when Jack Nicklaus was hitting the 280, and people were like, wow. So it's going to be interesting to see how the golf.
By the way, I was telling you about this UFC fighter during this fight. Tim Elliott battled against Jordan Espinosa during a UFC fight on Saturday, and he shouted out to the guy. He says, "Are you a woman beater? Are you a woman beater?" I don't know what that was all about, but apparently he was using that as his inspiration.
Yeah, put it on him. A lot of guys are getting, whatever they have to get motivated to win sports and get that edge or mess with the guy's psychology. Part of the game now, they say. So, I remember good old days. Monomile, best man win, but times have changed.
How about Tiger Woods? What's the latest there?
He doesn't remember driving. Poor guy. Obviously, he suffered some brain bruising, concussion, I'm sure.
He rolled his car over God knows how many times.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved him was the airbags blew up and he had a seatbelt on.
Exactly. Very fortunate he's, still with us, to say the least. So, I just hope he gets a good recovery there. He's good for the sport of golf. And, comes back as strong as a master for the game. And possibly, plays a couple senior tournaments in certain locations to help out that group.
Well, let's hope he can because his injuries are much worse than mine were, and it took me 18 months to get back on my legs.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a several-year process, and then he'll be nearing the 50 mark. And then if he feels like it, pick what tournaments you want to show up in or play or help out at. Just go from there. He has nothing to prove, obviously. One of the greatest golfers of all time.
By the way, say good morning to the Godfather.
Hey, George. How you doing today, sir?
Yep, he was there. Well. He was there with me Saturday.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was good. I had to do the sports zone on Saturday from 1 to 2 because we had Gator basketball yesterday during my time slot on this fine station. I know you guys had a great outing out there at Burke's Barracuda Harley-Davidson.
Yeah.
We'll have a nice outing tomorrow at Mission Barbecue.
Yeah.
You and I'll have lunch together from 11:30 to about 1. And then I'm coming back to Mission Barbecue at 6 o'clock with Jason Powers.
Yep.
And we're going to help out people with mortgages and Medicare.
Going to have a little seminar to help out the folks, so I would strongly recommend anybody's got any questions, insurance questions, or veterans. If you need somebody to help you with your veterans insurance, Patrick's the guy to do it, folks, and I'll tell you why. Because I personally have seen some of the people he's helped, and it's something that you don't expect, or if you do, they're going to give you a bill for several hundred dollars.
I'm here to help, Captain. Just the police, the City of Mission Barbecue. If I can help you out anyway, give me a call at 813-966-1052. Captain, thank you. Look forward to seeing you for lunch tomorrow night food seminar.
You betcha.
Take care and God bless. Thanks, Captain.
Bye-bye. All righty. Patrick Hyland. He is the Sports Zone quarterback. But in the meantime, there's something else that he's got himself involved in right now, and here it is. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. Now, I've got one of those XP patches. I put it right square on my ankle because of the problems I've been having to see what happens. And so far, everything has kind of calmed down a little bit. So I'm saying with bated breath here that I think it's working, but I won't know for another week or two or whatever, and then I'll let you know for sure. Now, in the meantime, how about giving a trophy, if we were giving trophies to a politician that actually did something right for once? Joe Manchin. You talk about being brave. He stood up and literally saved the country and changed the course of history over the weekend. Because the Democratic Party is not your father's Democratic Party anymore. And I believe some of them are certifiably insane. Either that, or they're all hardcore radical socialists or communists hell-bent on turning America into Cuba, Greece, or worse yet, Venezuela. And it's probably a combination of all of it. And every move that Joe Biden and his socialist communist cabal makes takes us one step closer to the destruction of the greatest country and economy in the history of civilization. John F. Kennedy, who was my boyhood idol, would never be accepted in today's Democratic Party. Because, you see, JFK believed in the same things that I do. Pro-business, lower taxes, strong borders, loved the military. He was, after all, a war hero. And most of all, JFK hated communists. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? We almost had World War III over that. And he stopped it dead in his tracks. By standards today, folks, JFK was clearly Republican. All right. I'll be back tonight with lots more. In the meantime, don't forget, tomorrow I'll have lunch with the Captain Mission Barbecue, West Waters. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm. Stay comfortable. Do whatever you're doing. God bless America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.